Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 348, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 10, Rise from Ashes.
Rising from Ashes. It aired April 15th, 2000, written by Judd Land, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Did you forget which season of Power Rangers
we were watching? I almost said Lost Galaxy, and I was like, no, that's wrong now. It's in space. Yeah. No, it isn't.
No, go back.
Lightspeed Rescue.
You've gone too far. You've gone too deep. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back, and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because it kind of rules.
Yeah, it's been very good so far.
So I highly recommend it. Last time, there was a real gun. So that was kind of weird for Power Rangers. I guess that just means that Power Rangers Lightspeed is pretty raw, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what we're just in for the rest of the show? Just like sometimes there's a real gun?
It's uncooked.
That was a 1993 WWF reference.
I don't know what you mean.
I know it was.
I don't know what you mean.
Anyway, let's go watch Rising from Ashes. Rescue ready! And we're back, and we just watched Rising from Ashes, and I didn't expect this to be a two-parter week, but it kind of is.
What do you mean?
Because this episode is literally part two of the last episode.
See, it kind of is, but we do get a shot of this volcano at the end of the episode, and it is a different mountain than the last one. Yeah, it's like stouter.
I thought it was the same one.
Maybe it is. I think it's stouter. Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought I could have sworn it was just the same mountain. Anyway, who knows?
No, it's flanked. The city of Mariner's Bay is flanked by two volcanoes.
It's two volcanoes on either side of the city and then just the ocean in the back.
Yeah.
I guess.
A lot of good hot springs, but also maybe you'll get Pompeii. You just never know.
Who knows? If there's volcanoes that close together and one goes off, the other one's super duper going off, right?
It must.
Like, I'm not a volcano doctor, but I'm pretty sure that that's how volcanoes work. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's ajakeandjosh.com/morphingrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Apple Podcasts. Did I say Twitter? We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Stitcher. Did I say Stitcher twice?
I don't think you did.
Man, I am all tongue-tied today. It's 2 p.m.?
We should be fine.
Like, this is it. This is, like, regular time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with us.
This is just us. Uncooked.
Uncooked. What was the other ones?
Whatever you want. Un-something, uncensored.
Okay.
Uncooked, un-whatever, uncensored. Because they never did it right. It's supposed to be uncut.
But that was a floater
which
adjective.
Which is definitely wrong.
Because it was taped.
Because Raw was pre-taped. It absolutely was censored.
Well, yeah. We're on places you can rate and review us. We're going to read some of those in just a minute here. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can get some neat stuff in return, including helping the show. I said that backwards again. It's 2 p.m., so we're all out of sorts today. You know the deal with Patreon. I'm gonna pull the ripcord on me explaining this stuff because it seems to be going pretty bad, I think. We have a couple new patrons.
All right.
We have three or four. I don't know if we did this last one. I don't know if we thanked this first one. So we're going to do it again in the great Morphin Grid tradition.
Of course.
So first up, Bishop is a new patron.
Thank you, Bishop.
Next is Abigail.
Thank you, Abigail.
And finally, Raina is a new patron.
Thank you, Raina.
Now, I said three or four, and it turns out what I was looking at was a comment on a thing and not a new pledge, because...
Again, it's 2 p.m, and we are just...
I had to do laundry today, and I guess that is just going to throw me all the way off.
I went back to bed this morning, so whoa.
So
living the wild life
So
over
we
here.
Also have some new... I don't know why you live in the wildlife by going back to bed is tickling me so much. we got some ratings and reviews.
We do.
We got one on iTunes and a couple on Podknife because we have neglected everywhere but iTunes because, guys, we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants doing this. I don't know if you figured out the secret sauce behind the Morphin Grid. But
so I'll start with iTunes. Looks like we've got one new one.
Cool.
By iTunes user pinks.planksty.
Okay.
It's a review from May 9th titled Worth Your Time, 5 stars.
Party.
And it says, I thought I wrote a review months ago, but I guess I was in demon jail without even knowing it. It's hard to tell sometimes. Those demons are tricky.
Sometimes you think you're not in demon jail, but that's demon jail.
But then you have like a bad day at work because you're in demon jail.
Because guess what? Work is demon jail.
Or like you wake up in the middle of the night and you're definitely in your bedroom, but you think maybe you're somewhere else. That's because you're in demon jail.
Oh, sorry to put you through that.
The Morphin Grid is a great podcast that you, yes, you, will really enjoy. Jake and Josh have several hundred episodes of Power Rangers covered. God, it sounds crazy when you put it
several
that way.
Several hundred.
Covered at time of writing, and they've managed to have fun with the classics and clunkers alike. Give it a listen.
Thank you very much. Pinks? Plinks.
Pinks.plankst something.
Planksty?
Planksty. Pinks.plankst.
That's a good name. That's a very cool robot name. Thank you very much. It's weird that we have several hundred. It's hard. It's weird quantifying that.
I know we say the number at the beginning of every
episode.
Yeah,
but that's just like, you know.
But this is just like episode 348.
Yeah.
Whatever. But that. When you put it in perspective and say we've done 347 episodes before this one.
And that's not including, that's just straight
that's
Power
just
Rangers.
Power Rangers episodes.
Wow.
We're crazy people.
We've made such a choice in life. And thank you for coming along, everybody.
All right, so we will jump over to Podknife.
Heck yeah.
We have
Podknife. If you're not familiar with Podknife, it's like a duty-free podcast review site where you don't have to... It's not connected to a service. You can just leave reviews there.
Yeah.
Which I really like because that way it's not like, well, I can't leave an iTunes review because I use Android or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Looks like we've got about 4, if I'm counting right.
Cool.
New ones over here.
I know we did 2 a very long time ago.
We did. There's 6 total. So we will not be reading Riley's and Matt's again.
Okay. But thank you for the ratings and reviews on Podknife.
This first new one is from Dowd, former guest on our show.
Oh, yeah. Pizza episode.
Yeah.
The best part about Turbo is that I can just say, oh, the pizza episode. And that's what the title of the episode was.
It is a 5-star review titled for ages 8 through 80.
Okay. If you're 81, get out of here. This isn't for you, old man. Also, look, if you're 7, ask your parents permission.
The show is rated TVY7, so this is at least ages 7 through 81.
Okay, but if you're 82, I'm drawing the line.
Just to pull back the curtain a little bit, this was submitted June 28th, 2017.
So we just barely missed it.
Here's the thing. Okay, I don't know what happened. Did we read this one too? Because this one, Matt's and Riley's are all the same date.
They might have updated a server.
Oh, that could be. Okay, well, I'm... going to take your word that we did not read this one.
I don't remember reading Dowd's. I do remember us reading Riley and Matt's. So just, okay. Hey, Dowd, if we did it already, you're getting a second one, buddy.
All right. It reads, these lovable guys will make you into their friends because that's how they treat you. Jake and Josh watched at least part of MMPR when it aired, so don't worry about them just being a couple of perennial power punks. No offense, guys. I just wanted to do an alliterative pun. who will make fun of the franchise. You can tell this meant something to them, and they're poking fun and laughing with the rest of us, not at us. They know the campiness is part of the franchise's charm. Hopefully they'll keep the same attitude when they reach the seasons they didn't watch as it aired. Well, we're in the middle of Lightspeed Rescue right now, and it rules.
And it's great.
And I've never seen it before.
So, yeah, so. I've seen 7 episodes, maybe, total, here and there. Maybe, like, 140 total minutes of Lightspeed Rescue, but, like... that's it. So,
yeah.
I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This next Podknife review is also 5 stars. It is from Benny.
Heck yeah. Also former guest of the show.
This one was submitted on December 16th of last year, so we're getting close.
Closer.
Not too far back.
Yeah.
Titled, Fall in Love with Power Rangers, in parentheses, again or for the first time. The beginning of this podcast is a trip to 90s nostalgia as they watched the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It transitioned well in later seasons to a great partner as I watch seasons I am not familiar with. It's especially helpful with the less-than-stellar episodes slash seasons because they can always find something to love. There's a lot of episodes which can be intimidating, but just like Power Rangers, you can pick it up at the start of a season and do decently well. Like many productions, it starts off rocky as they find their way, but get better as and better as you go. My first season with them was Turbo. Oh, buddy. And then I went back to Alien Rangers. Oh, no wonder you hate us so much.
That's why he's so mean to us.
Went back to Alien Rangers, up to Zeo, and then jumped back to the very beginning. It still worked. Jake and Josh create a friendly, open environment and community across their many, many podcasts. If this is your first Hey Jake and Josh production, then you are in for a putty good time.
Thank you very much, Benny. Oh, my phone is blowing up. Yeah, it's rough for maybe 100... Maybe 100 solid episodes, maybe more. I don't know. I'm not going back to check, and I don't recommend anyone else does. But thank you very much, Benny.
Although we did, just as a prank, do the first episode of Mighty Morphin
Power
Rangers
again. Yeah, listen to that one. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we lap it and have to do them over again.
Yeah.
Because you won't let me watch Beetleborgs on the show.
I'll let you watch Beetleborgs. I'm not going to watch Beetleborgs with me.
It's a whole thing. Anyway, we got more?
You can explain Beetleborgs to me on a podcast.
No.
And I am not going
to
watch
I like being the person that gets things explained to them.
This next one is a 4-star review from Mr. Bibbs.
Okay.
Titled, A wonderfully entertaining nostalgia cast. This was from December 23rd, 2017.
Okay.
This is a long one.
Okay. Let me see how long it is. Oh, that's a book.
It's a full scroll. It's like 3 pages double spaced.
Thank you very much for the review, Mr. Bibbs, but we do have a whole podcast that we have to do after this, so we are going to elect to skip it.
Yeah, I will say what Doc does points is...
Yeah, where'd we lose that star?
It looks like sometimes the Pink Ranger wearing segment can come off a little weird, which is definitely something we were already worried about before we even started. I think we talked.
Yeah,
about
I think
it.
We I think like, earlier on it was a little thirstier, but Amy Jo Johnson is a beautiful woman. I'm not going to apologize for having a crush on her for 20 plus years.
And the older episodes being harder to get, and the classic feed is a mess. I think I'm just going to delete it. Will anybody be torn up if I delete the classic feed?
I know some people have, like, legitimately used the classic feed.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't see what the point of, like, it's already up. We might as well.
That's true.
But, like, we would love to figure out a new way to get all of our stuff up there. But... we've been doing this for so long that we've switched technologies 3 times and we'll be damned if we're doing it again.
Yeah.
So, you know, go to the website. I gotta get you some pictures so we can start putting Turbo up.
Yeah.
That's a Jake project that I will hopefully be doing soon. Also, fair. Absolutely fair.
Yeah, I mean, the archive site, as far as I know, everything works. It's a little cumbersome to have to like download an episode and transfer it to your phone or just stream it off the website on your phone.
Yeah.
I know that. It's the best solution we have right now.
Yeah. I mean, look, we started doing this through Google Drive. So like,
yeah,
I mean, we're just again.
And the problem is there's a lot of good services if you're starting a new podcast that will let you have infinite episodes in your feed. But they are not super welcoming to podcasts with 300 plus episodes already.
With several hundred episodes.
Unless you want to spend a lot of money to be able to upload a bunch at once. And we're just...
not about that life.
We don't have that much.
Yeah. So
I just got a new car. I can't afford new podcasts.
I just bought a new computer that I shouldn't... that was mostly not me, though. So... I have student loans. We're human beings alive in the year 2018. We got stuff to spend money on. Thank you very much for the review. Let's go to the next one.
All right, the next one is from the very serious Lewis.
Okay.
It is 5 stars, titled Finally Caught Up and It's Worth It.
If he could be serious for a moment.
This one is from May 10th. So okay. We're in that month.
Oh yeah, that's this one. That's this month. This is why I said we should do Podknife, because Lewis said, I left you a review on Podknife, and I was like, oh, right, we should check that.
We should check it out. it reads, this is really the only super entertaining Power Rangers podcast I've found. Very friendly and chatty hosts, and a lot of poking at things that don't make sense. And since I am finally up to date, I am happy I am at the same point as everybody, but kind of sad I won't hear them on a daily basis. Also, I am happy to get out of Demon Dimension Prison?
Yep.
They haven't come up with a prison referring to the current season yet. Another thing is to check out their messy, messy Patreon that lets you connect with other fans and chat about more than Power Rangers.
Yeah, Patreon is a...
It's just a whole lot of old promises.
Yep. It's hey, look, sometimes you start out saying, hey, we can do this thing, and then you don't, because you don't...
What I think happened was like, yeah, we can do that for a few people, and then we got a lot of
people.
Then
there's 100 of you now, and like, there's a lot of other stuff that we've started doing since then, and you know how things go. Sometimes you're very excited about something, and you don't think it through, and that's kind of how we do business here at Hey Jake and Josh Industries. Yeah, also, Discord is on there, and Lewis has been popping up in the Discord a lot, so I think that's that might be also what he's referring to, which $5 patrons can get access to that. Thank you much, Lewis, for the review.
We thank you nice.
Thank you nice. And now that we are 20 minutes into recording, you want to jump in? You want to talk about this episode? Oh, actually, hold on. We got an email.
I was going to say, was there not an email?
We got an email about 20 minutes ago from Benny.
Okay.
That just says, fun facts. These are always great. These are... Oh, I wish you would have started it like...
They're always a little pointed.
They're just, you know how it is. Oh, this has got two PSs, so here we go. Fun fact, you'll be starting your coverage of SPD just 5 short years of when the futuristic season is set. 5 years short of when the futuristic season is set. In the actual 2025, you'll be starting Beast Morphers. So, SPD is set in 2025 then, and okay. We're going to be...
We'll be starting it in 2020.
In 2020. And then Beast Morphers we'll get around to in 2025 when, wow, it's so far away. But also, I guess not really because we've been doing this for 4 years already. Woof. Cheers, Benny. P.S. Still unconvinced Jake is not a demon. His impression of a creature that's never heard of mouths or words before is suspiciously perfect. Josh, I recommend dousing him in water just to be sure. It's the fastest way to clear this up.
I've seen him drink water. I think he's fine.
Yeah, I just don't like it. I don't know. And also, I've definitely heard words before and know how to speak. Fine. P.P.S. This is not to imply Jake is bad at talking. You don't have to imply it. There's 340 episodes of evidence. It's that he's good at acting like he's bad at talking. Yes, acting. This has been a ruse.
47 episodes, excuse me, of great acting.
Great, solid acting. The Morphing Group. And I bet we're going to get one more today where I trick you into think I'm bad at talking. Oh, that tickled me. Oh. All right, you want to start?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we start off with Dr. Fairweather hacking the planet, hacking the whole world, doing Photoshops. I don't know.
Is she doing sassy Photoshops of the Power Rangers?
I think she might be doing a sassy Photoshop of Power Rangers Zords. There's like trains on the screen, but they're like wire form. What I like
about...
Oh,
it's like she's designing them?
I think so, but she's doing it as if she doesn't finish it soon, something will blow up. Like, she is like, it's a close-up on her. There's 40 people watching her very intently. She's like, and then, like, hits enter, and everyone's like, oh.
She does also plug in, like, a compact flash card.
Oh, remember
at
those?
At one point.
Remember when zip drives came out? And it was, like, just a tiny floppy disk that held, like, 50 times the amount of info.
Yeah.
And it was the most futuristic thing you'd ever seen in your life.
Now you can get, like, a 64 gigabyte flash drive for $20.
If that. It might be 10.
When I switched my major in college from broadcasting to graphic design, and I got a 1 gigabyte flash drive so I could bring projects from school to home, that 1 gigabyte flash drive cost me $60.
I remember getting a 256 megabyte flash drive and being like, is there even a bigger one than this? Like, how can you possibly need more space than this?
256? That's so many.
I downloaded a file from my Dropbox today that was almost a gig.
There was one guy, he was, I think, a lab aide at the time when I started graphic design. And he was like, I've had projects bigger than 256 gigabyte flash drives. Like, so get the gig is what he was saying.
Yeah.
Now, just get the 64 gigs and just like bring your lunch to work for a week and you've made up the difference.
Yeah, and you're good. Everyone listening to this knows that. Like, there's no children listening. It's like, tell us about old flash drives. I am going to tell you about a very old flash drive of mine that I was very sad when it stopped working with my computers because it was so old. There's no good story there. It's just one time I plugged it into my new computer. I was like, I don't know what this is. It's so old. So she designed something. It's perfect. Everybody high fives. Literally. There's literally people high fiving. Yeah. They're super psyched.
There's one because the camera pulls out. And so there's one lady in the foreground who goes to high five like off camera. And I thought, I was like, there's either nobody there or she's going to just like slap a mirror.
Yeah.
She's so psyched, but she's isolated. But another hand does just reach in and get it.
I think she is the scientist, one of the scientists that goes with Dr. Fairweather.
I think so.
And presumably the high five returner is the other one. Or maybe not. Maybe that's the guy that's over her shoulder, over Dr. Fairweather's shoulder. I'm not sure.
We cut to
the demon lair, and Banshear's like, yes, I'm almost at full power. So last time, what we saw wasn't Banshear at full power.
No.
That was an old friend. That was our old friend, Magmanvor. I thought it was Darkonda in this picture.
It looks and laughs like Darkonda.
It looks like Darkonda. And then later, it looked like Volcano Escape Ecliptor. So get ready for that. Come back to the lab. Joel comes in to flirt. And Dr. Farrell is very busy. She's a very busy woman. Also, I just want to point out, again, she's at work. She's doing her job right now. Keep that in mind for one second from now.
She does have, like, 1 second to sit and breathe.
Yeah, like she took her glasses off. She's still like, oh, thank God.
This is the equivalent of like you've been cashiering for 2 hours nonstop and there's a little lull and one asshole comes up to the line and is like, oh, you need to keep busy?
To do?
Yeah, you must be bored.
I think he's illegal.
And no, that doesn't scan and no, it's not free.
Yeah, don't. If you, like, if I ever find, hey, listener, if I ever find out that you said, oh, no, price tag must be free, I will come to your house. I'm not going to do anything.
But I'll be there.
I'm going to stand outside and I'm going to stare you down. It's going to be uncomfy. So Joel comes in to flirt, to ask her out, basically, again, at her job, which is a criminal crime.
He is going to ask her out at her job, but he's also going to deny that he's doing that when confronted.
He's doing it under the pretense of like, oh, you're so busy all the time, you should take a break. And she's like, oh, take a break with you. Like,
I didn't say anything like that.
And then she's like, he says you should just do nothing for a while. Like, oh, do nothing with you. And this is a TV Y7 show, as it said in the corner. But This was like a little, I don't want to say steamy.
This is some TV 14.
This is TV 14, it seems like, for a second. But she walks over and she's about to say something or Joel's about to say something, and then two scientists come up and they're like, oh, what should we do? And they're like, and Dr. Farrow's like, make sure the rover's packed. And they're like, what about this techno jargon? And she's like, absolutely have that too. And Joel sees her doing her job at her work. And gets sad that she's not talking to him. And is like, oh, never mind. And walks away. And you don't get my sympathy at all,
it's
Joel.
It's played sympathetic, but hell no.
You, like, literally, she is at work. And you are now bumming that instead of ignoring her very important job.
Instead of walking off the job to, like, get an ice cream with you.
Ugh. The worst. Ugh. He's the worst. Then we cut to the theme song.
Fire him out of a torpedo tube.
Please. I hear there's an active volcano we could toss him into right around the corner. So she's going to check out the volcano. We go to the theme song, come back, and they are at the volcano, and she is in volcano action clothing. She's got like a vest on now. No glasses. No, she has her glasses on for
this.
She
does.
She takes her glasses off more in this episode than she has in her previous couple altogether. And it's just like, I wonder if that was her. Like when Billy decided, like, I don't want to have glasses anymore because I don't wear them normally and they bother me. And then eventually they just let him not wear them.
Yeah.
I think they start being like, can I just take them off sometimes?
Yeah, because at the end, she takes them off and they have like that little like neck wrap so you can just like put them on your chest.
Yeah, the grandma glasses holder. Yeah.
I guess if I had to guess, I'd say let's get used to that. Let's get used to her glasses just dangling around her neck.
I mean, look, it works on her. She and two other scientists are going up to the volcano because there's like weird activity going on, like from last episode. Like we know that, but I guess it hasn't stopped. So they're just going to check out, and make sure everything is like cool. And then we cut back to the demons for a second, and Banshira's like, Magmavor, come back, make your great return. And this makes sense because he didn't die; he was just thrown into lava.
Yeah, and so he just was getting stronger the whole time.
It just went back to the womb.
So the red eyes that I thought were Banshira, because it looked like her wispy blue face was disappearing and this red one was coming up behind it. But that's actually just Magnavor.
Yeah. So there's that.
It was very confusing, I guess, the end of the last episode, and I did not realize that until the beginning of this one.
Yeah, also, we will get the name of last episode's monster This episode. Which is a weird way to do it, but you know what? Do you, Power Rangers? We cut back to Dr. Fairweather and the other two scientists who never get names. They're just other scientists. They have lines, like they have dialogue, but they just don't have names. And they are in a cave. I think it's the same cave that the other monster was in last time, heating up the magma. And they're doing some readings. She's reporting back to Captain Mustache, and she's like, there's a lot of crazy activity here. Like, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, and like every couple of seconds almost it like rumbles and you'll see some rocks fall.
Yeah.
That's so Captain Mustache is like, what's happening? Report.
It's like that's what she's doing right now, is she's reporting to you. But then an explosion happens because Magmavor pops out and that like knocks a bunch of stuff loose. There's a whole cave in. So they start running out. One of the scientists, there's a guy and a girl. The guy trips and she stops, throws whatever rock was on him off, and then like picks him up, but so hard that she basically throws him out of the cave entrance as it's collapsing, and she gets trapped in there. She also gets like knocked on her head and knocks her glasses off. I don't think she had her grandma glasses holder, so they're just gone now.
That's why she has it later.
That could, you know what? She's not gonna be tricked twice. She's a scientist. So her video goes out when this happens, and the Rangers are coming into the lab, and Captain Mustache is like, go, like, something happened, you need to go check it out.
Yeah, he says, go to alert, and they just, like, put the sirens on, and immediately the Rangers drop what they're doing and run to the rescue rover.
Yeah.
And I just really love that, because they have no idea why. They're just like, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Where are we going? We'll find it on the way.
Yeah, like, someone will tell us when we get there.
Yeah, it's really good. I like this episode a lot, because it felt like Power Rangers doing rescue stuff, which is a really cool way to do Power Rangers.
I really like the theme of this season a lot.
Jonathan Creighton said on Discord that it was like a real safe season. Like, there's nothing like crazy happening. It's like a back to basics kind of thing.
Yeah,
which I will 100% take over picking up a can of alphabet soup, throwing it at a wall, and be like, that is our Lost Galaxy script. So I'm into it, and it is very safe, but it works.
I mean, that's what I want out of Power Rangers, I guess.
You don't have to get buck wild every time.
I want Power Rangers, imagine this, to hit the Power Rangers notes.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking for. So they get to the volcano. They get in their Megazord. They go to fight new Magmavor, who looks different than old Magmavor, but it's also been 5 weeks since I've seen it, so maybe it's the same.
I think he's different. He's like a cooked lobster this time.
He's got Ecliptor's big shoulder.
Yeah, so he's got like a coating of magma on him, I guess.
He's just been
napping in it
just
for
chilling
a while.
Out. Probably eating some magma. That's what Magmavor probably does. Also, I alternate between Magmavor and Magnavor. Everyone's just going to have to get used to that.
I've been saying Magnavor. I don't know if it's right, but it's easier for me to say than Magmavor.
I'm pretty sure it's Magmavor because Power Rangers do love a tricky monster name. So they're fighting for all of 1 second before Magmavor karate chops through the saber. Just cuts it straight in half, which is buck wild.
Yeah, Captain Mustache cannot believe it.
And no one can.
He's like, that's impossible. It's like, well, no, it isn't, because it just happened.
It just happened. He just did it. So then Queen Bansheera resurrects Trifire. That was the episode. That was a monster from last episode. Because he's got three heads and spits fire. But this time, he's got a kitty cat shirt.
Yeah, he's got...
Looks like a big kitty cat on a shirt.
He also has, like, more armor on his heads.
Yeah, I think the Bansheera resurrected ones are cooler. They have more stuff going on.
They're evolved.
Well, yes.
The evolved forms.
Yeah. That's it's a terrible evolution requirements. Die.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Gen 9.
Oh, no.
You must faint this Pokemon, and then it will evolve.
I hate that.
It should be a Phoenix Pokemon.
Well, that would be pretty neat.
Every time it faints, it comes back stronger.
TM, TM, TM. Hey, Jake and Josh Industries 2018. Do not steal. They start getting beaten up. While this is happening, we kind of get we cut back over to Dr. Fairweather, who is unconscious in a cave-in in the dark, and we can hear over her communicator or her comm. I think she just has like a regular radio. She doesn't have like an actual communicator or anything. We hear Captain Mustache trying to get a hold of her, like Dr. Fairweather. Well, he's saying Miss Fairweather, but I refuse to acknowledge that.
Right.
Also, she should get a first name.
Yeah, when she threw male scientist out of the out of the cave, and then it caved in on her, and he was like, oh no, Ms. Fairweather is still in there.
Ms. Fairweather.
Give this poor woman a
first
name.
Just call her Karen. I don't think she's a Karen. It's just the first name that came to mind.
I thought Judy, but I mean, that's always my default first name.
Hey, if she doesn't have a first name, I mean, don't tell us if we ever find out what her first name is.
I'm refusing to look up names of things this season.
Yeah, we're just not doing it. But also, what do you think her first name should be? Tweet at us.
Unless you know it.
Don't. If we see a bunch, it's like, Louise, we're going to know. And yes, you're very smart and you watch the show already and we get it. But we're trying to play a fun game, so just play along. Even if you do know it.
Hashtag a fun game.
Yes, hashtag a fun game. Even if you do know it, just like what you think her name should be.
Right.
So then we go back to seeing the Rangers. He says, Captain Mustache, I'm not super happy with him in this part. Because he's trying to get a hold of Dr. Fairweather, and he's like, you need to come in. The Power Rangers are in danger. My dude, she's also in danger. She was in a cave-in.
There is no way that you watch her broadcast to you where she's like, hey, there's weird stuff going on. Oh, no, an earthquake and some rocks fell. Oh, no, another earthquake and now our signal went down. And you think, she's fine. She needs to come help the Power Rangers.
But the Power Rangers have to fight two monsters, which is bad. Like, they're losing. That, like, that's, they are in trouble. The but only, also, she is.
The only thing I can think that he means is, Ms. Fairweather, please be okay. We need you to come activate the new thing you
made. Yeah, no one knows how to do anything around here.
Nobody
but
else
you.
Knows the codes.
We cut to Diabolical, who is, says, like, kill him. Like, go in for the kill, and then she's like, no, we got to resurrect Trifire. That's earlier. That's what happened earlier.
Yeah, because they beat up the Power Rangers in the Megazord. Is this when they knock them into, like, the crevice?
That's after they're both there. So they've
at least knocked the Megazord down.
Yeah.
Very easily, Magnivore could just, like, punch a hole
He's
through the
chest. He's
got
a big club now. He can just cream
and
him.
Crush him. But instead, Bansheera is a villain in Power Rangers.
Yeah,
so she says,
like,
no. Please leave the Power Rangers alive and do this other thing that gives them a chance to either get away or recuperate.
Yeah, and to be fair, it doesn't really, because they get up, they get beat up more, we do the Dr. Fairweather is down stuff, and then we come back to them getting knocked into a big crevice.
Yeah.
And they lose power.
I do like that the Megazord is like connected to the ocean base. Because as it loses power, we cut to, I guess, the command center. I don't really know what else to call
it. Yeah, it's the only thing.
And it shows, like, the power meters on a screen in front of another scientist just, like, totally depleting.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's losing power. Like, all the power is gone. The levels are down, all that. And then Captain Mustache is like, you need to evacuate. And they're like, we can't just evacuate. And he's like, well, you need to go get Dr. Fairweather. And they're like, we're evacuating. Like, okay, we're done. So they leave. And then we cut back to the demon lair. Diabolico is like, congratulations for defeating the Power Rangers. Well, they didn't.
They won a fight with the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So technically, yes, the Power Rangers were defeated. But you got to remember, every fight with the Power Rangers unless they win, is 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah, minimum. Yeah, it's first to a finish unless the Power Rangers lose, and then right. It's 2 out of 3 falls. But also, you didn't confirm anything. Like, they just fell into a crevice, and you're like, they must be dead. So, better management skills, Diabolico. You could probably benefit.
Has Banshee dipped at this point?
Yes, because she is running out of power from resurrecting 2 monsters. So she's like, I'm gonna go back.
Yeah, Diabolico, it's up to you. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. And she's like, you better. And it fades away.
And she's like, I love my baby. And he's like, I'm the baby, gotta love me.
She says something like, you better do it or I'll replace you with Impus.
Yeah, and Impus is like, mama.
This 5,000-year-old baby.
What an old baby. So the Rangers, are demorphed. They run up. They find the rover. The scientists are both there. I guess they made it back there. They're like injured. They're not doing great. And they ask. They find one, and they're like, "What happened? Where's Dr. Fairweather?" And they're like, "Oh, she didn't make it out of the cave in. They're still there." So, baddies attack, and they're like, "All right, we're gonna morph. Joel, you go find Dr. Fairweather." He's like, "I'm on it," and just starts booking away. For a lot of reasons, I assume.
Right.
And then they morph and they start fighting the baddies. Joel, we cut to the cave and we just see like lasers come through the wall. And Joel just shot a hole in the cave-in wall. And thankfully she wasn't right there.
Oh, yeah.
Or else he would have just shot the crap out of her with his blaster. But he gets in. He's like, hey, you need to get up. And she's like, oh, I'm not dead. That's great. Great for me. She gives him like a look like, and I thought we were going to get, we were going to get a hard 180, and I do not, I'm not into that at all.
No, me either. Cause Joel doesn't deserve it.
No. And like, that's not to say he can never deserve it, but he just has not shown this far.
He's got a lesson to learn before he deserves it.
For sure.
And also, she just got smacked in the head with a boulder, so she's not in her right mind.
Yeah,
a little loopy.
She should not be driving heavy machinery. Hold on to that thought. So they beat the baddies as Joel and Dr. Fairweather come up. And I like this because Carter's like about to call them. Like, we got to call Joel and see if he found her. And he's like, I did. And he's like, right over here. And so she like kind of comes to, she's like, he was like, you know, helping her walk with that like arm over the shoulder thing. And she's like, I have to get back to base, jumps in the car.
She tells them, go back to the Megazord. His power reserve should be activated by now.
Should have kicked on by now.
Sure.
Whatever. It just takes some time to figure out that it's down.
Just really wants to make sure there's no other power first.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's for the drama.
Right.
And then the other two scientists, I guess, hop in. I don't see that happen, but like,
there are other people in the Jeep when she drives away.
So I guess they figured it out, but quick. She's like, I have to go back. She's all business. I super love this. She's like, I have to go back and get something online, but I'm going to need you to buy me some time. And they're like, okay, we'll do what we can. And then she like smiles at Joel, and I was like, oh no. And like, not yet. She drives away. The Rangers, oh, this is a quote from Vipra.
Oh, no.
Got to think of something good to say about her because I'm about to...
I just remembered her quote, and it's literally she's just watching the show out loud.
Yeah, it's like when it's like when you watch a movie with someone who hasn't seen a movie, and they're like, they're doing this now. Oh, they're doing this? Oh, they're doing... It's like, yeah. Watch the movie, though, please. She's doing that, but to the show she's on. And she says, the Rangers, they're trying to get back to their Megazord. And... It's like, yes, Vipra. And that's how a human says that. And then they get into their Megazord. They fight. They go back to fighting. We cut back. We cut first. Before we cut back to that, at some, there's like a couple, you know, jumps here and there. At one point, we just get a shot of the rover pull, like skidding out of a street onto a main road, just like on its side.
Yeah.
Like just like skidding along its wheel, drifting, and then like barrels out. They did not bother to match the driver with Dr. Fairweather, because I'm pretty sure in the driver's seat is a blonde man.
Oh,
with
probably.
Short hair.
But I mean, if you're a kid watching this show, you're looking at the tires that are in the air. You're not looking at the driver of the car.
I'm just assuming
that's Dr. Fairweather. Look at this car halfway sideways, though.
She's a rad driver.
Yeah.
So then some back and forth happens between the stuff I just said, and then we get back to the lab. Dr. Fairweather pulls up. They, like, get up that platform. She, like, jumps out, reverse Dukes of Hazzard style. She, like, grabs one of the bars and just, like, jumps out to propel herself. She's, like, filthy. Like, she looks like an Uncharted protagonist from the Uncharted game series. Because her glasses are off. She's got some midriff showing. Her clothes are, like, just filthy. And, like, she has legitimate blood on her face. Like, from where a rock hit her. It's, like, scrapes. But it's really well done in that it, like, straddles that line of, like, it's not, she's not bleeding. That's not blood. But it's, like, a, her face has been
scraped
raw. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy that Power Rangers is doing this.
Yeah.
So, pretty excited about Lightspeed Rescue. She starts activating the new Megazords, which are in the rail rescue. Like, it's in the same, like, hatch as that. Captain Mustache is like, raise the hatch or whatever it's called. And it comes out of the water, and, like, that would displace so much water.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just a ton.
Yeah, the ocean level would, like, drop when it came out.
Like, around there, you would, like, you would definitely, if you were at that boardwalk, like, when it went in and the water went back up, like, you would just get, like, flooded. There'd be huge waves, I think. I'm not an ocean doctor either. In addition to not being a volcano doctor, I'm not an ocean doctor, but I'm pretty sure that's how it would work. So then they say, and this is another thing I don't like. I'll explain why in a minute. I mean, I probably won't have to explain why, but she says to Carter, you have to put the Zords back. Like, you have to get back in the rescue, the rail rescue. And Carter's like, we're not abandoning. We're not retreating. And then Captain Mustache is like, yes, you should. And he's like, okay, we're doing it. Like, so hype.
Well, no, Captain Mustache says, no, you're not retreating. Like, we have a different plan, but you have to break down. He does say we're not retreating. Just do it, basically.
Okay. I still think that, like, maybe you should just trust her. Like,
yeah.
I don't like that they're like, okay, well, now the guy said it. Like, now we can do it. But, like, at the same time, she knows all about your sh- Like, she made it. Just trust her. They get back into the rail rescue. It's called a super train.
Yeah.
Is what I heard. Zipper return.
Yeah, the zipper return.
The zipper return Megazord is coming up. So they get in it. It's just some real big trains shooting down the road that turns into a train track.
This is just their carrier Zord, right?
Kind of, but it's also its own Megazord because they are...
Now it is because she upgraded it at the beginning of the episode.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So they launch off an unfinished Roller Coaster Tycoon roller coaster. Everyone's done this.
Yep.
You set it up and you go, well, it'll end and they'll die. There'll be, like, a pile of roller coasters. Like,
I'll put a sweet jump in my roller coaster.
Yeah, you know, like a roller coaster. If I heard about a roller coaster that had a jump in it, I would never go to that state again. That sounds horrifying. So it launches into the air. It splits apart so it can start to transform and, like, combine in a 20-minute sequence of getting the Super Train Megazord. We do see it go by a plane.
It just launches in the air and stays there for so long. There's a plane above it as it's, like, starting to come together.
Can you imagine being on that plane and looking out the window and be like, hey, should there be a train up here with us?
Hey, I could walk out of this door and step onto a train right now.
I guess I could get on the train from 35,000 feet in the air. That seems wrong, right? Captain of this plane is like, I've never seen it before.
Oh, we're flying over the Power Rangers city.
And then I was like, okay.
The city that was built around Power Rangers existing in the future.
Which I love. Because, like, the road opens up and a rail pops up.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, I just like the idea that they're like, someday Power Rangers are going to have to defend this place.
Yeah, this city.
We might as well make the entire infrastructure Power Rangers.
This city will be the base for Power Rangers. We better account for it now.
Yeah. One time. It'll be the for one set of Power Rangers eventually. They get together and they land. And I was like, okay, well, now they're just in a Megazord. But except, again, this is their carrier Zord turned into a Megazord. So it big.
Yeah, we cut to a far shot because I was expecting it to
Power Rangers Zord size.
And I was ready to accept that.
Yeah.
Even though we did see their original Zords go back into the train cars. But no, we get a far shot, and they are twice the size of the monsters.
It's huge. It's not quite Serpentera to Megazord big, but it's, like, literally, like, Shaq to me.
Yeah.
It's big.
And so they're this much bigger than the monsters, and then for the next 5 minutes, they're like, how do we kill the monsters with this? Yeah,
they try doing, they have a Gatling blaster, and they're like, rev it up, it's got missiles. And they start revving it up, and like it overloads, and they get shocked with lightning in their cockpit. They're like, ugh, what are we going to do?
It also starts like blowing computers back at the base, and they're like, we're overloaded, and Dr. Fairweather just yells at them, maintain!
Maintain! And they're like, all right. But also, you don't need any fancy weapons. You can go over and just step on them.
Just jump on them. They're done.
Just like...
Kick them into the sun.
In a second, they'll try to do it again, and it like they'll use it, but they can't use it again, so they have to use like their turbine. But they're like, Dr. Farrell, what should we do? Carter says this, which is like, I guess he learned his lesson, so good job, Carter. And she's like, thanks for a second. She's like, fire up the turbine.
Yeah,
turbine says, laser? Just turbine.
She just says switch weapons to turbines, basically. And, but only, so they switch to the turbine, which is on one arm.
Yeah.
And then, like, the missile Gatling gun just goes on to the other arm.
I guess you use a turbine?
Maybe it's a smaller version. Maybe the first one was in the chest?
I don't know. I was taking a note, so I didn't actually see.
It just showed, like, a close-up of the missiles in a chamber.
Oh, yeah,
so
then who knows
where it was.
But, like, they're like, yeah, what should we do? And then just switch a turbine. But she could have just been, like, I don't know, fall on them? Like, they're little.
Try punching them. Your hand is the size of them.
Your hand is so big. Just I made you a very big robot.
And you'll smush them.
Yeah. Jump on them like a Mario. Do the Mario.
Just grab them and throw them straight up.
Yeah, anything. Give them a good suplex. But they fire up the turbine, they overload again, and they're like, what? And Dr. Farrell's like, increase power. And everyone's like, all right.
It's funny because it's the same other scientist, the other lady scientist that went to the volcano.
Yeah.
Who's like, hey, we're overloading again. And she's like, increase power. And she just goes, yeah, okay. And it pushes a lever
like this
up.
Big lever. And it's so casual. Like, all right. And just...
like, she went from panic to, yes, of course.
Well, you know what to do. You would know best, Dr. Fairweather.
Which is true, but can you increase the power if you're overloaded?
I think not, but that's never stopped Power Rangers before.
I do really like that, like, this super trained Megazord is very dangerous for them to use.
Yeah, like they use the Gatling, and she's like, literally, like, you cannot use it again, or else it might blow up.
Oh, you could die.
Yeah.
You Power Rangers will be dead.
I also really like that it takes an entire team of people to, like, get stuff working, like, back at the base. I really enjoy that. It makes Power Rangers seem like a big team effort.
Yep.
Like, it's really good. So they use the turbine fire thing. Turbine laser, whatever it is, and it fires. And Magma Board dies. Tri-Fire died from the Gatling laser earlier.
Yeah,
blaster.
He got blasted. I don't know if you saw him die.
I didn't.
He started to like swell up a little bit. It was all like CGI, just like warp tool.
Sure.
He started to like swell up, and then like his arms flew off, and his midsection separated, and then he exploded, and the rest of him fell to the ground.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Magnavore just falls over and dies.
That tracks. He blows up. Then the volcano is about to erupt. But don't worry. They've got freeze missiles on the super train Megazord. So they fire those.
Carter says, freeze missiles sounds cool.
Oh, Carter.
I think Carter's my favorite.
So
season.
Disappointed in you,
he's
Carter.
My second favorite. Dana's kind of hard to beat. She doesn't get a lot in this episode. But
Dana is very good. I also very much like Kelsey.
Yeah.
And I like Chad.
I want to like Chad, but they never talk about Chad.
Well, he had that episode a couple back where he was
true.
Like, did Tai Chi. And
does he even say anything in this one?
Yeah, he did a couple things here and there. Nothing major. This is a weirdly a Joel and Dr. Fairweather episode, so like everyone else is going to get a little side.
Yeah.
Like, shunted to the side. So they freeze the volcano and it doesn't blow up, which has got to do something bad to inside the volcano.
If a volcano is erupting, and again, we're not volcano doctors.
Not even a little.
But as far as I can understand, if a volcano is erupting, the Earth needs to get some stuff out.
Right.
And so when you block that, it's just building up inside, and so the Earth will blow up.
Well, I don't know if the guy would go that far.
Maybe not like, we blocked one volcano, now the Earth will pop. But
right.
Like, bad things I think will happen
but
if
like,
you plug a volcano.
If you have something, if you have like a hose, and you block it, the pressure is building somewhere. It's just going to push it down.
It's going to push it to the volcano across the street.
Yeah, and just pop out of there. But they stop it from blowing up, so it's fine. And we cut back to the lab where everyone's celebrating. Dr. Ferrer like jumps up and like grabs one of her scientist friends, like the girl who like did the lever earlier, and like gives her a big hug, and they're like, yeah. And then we cut back. We go to commercial, we come back, and Joel is in his dorm sulking next to his 8x10 of Dr. Fairweather. Like, I don't creep.
Is he still upset because she was at work earlier? Like, he has no other reason to be upset.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think that's all they're like, because he saved her, and you'd think he would get over it, right? Because, you should, but he's just still like, ooh. So she comes up and, like, knocks on the door. And he, like, puts it face down because he doesn't want her to know that he's got a big picture of her.
Well, he did all that first. He looked at it. He sulked. He put it on the table. And then he lays down with his hat over his face. And we get the, like, feet shot of Miss Fairweather knocking and walking into the room.
She's got, like tights on. And it's just, like, a shot of her feet. And I was like, is she ready for a date and going to ask him out? I'm a little nervous.
But no, she's in her lab coat.
She's still in her lab coat. So she knocks on the door, it opens up. She takes her glasses off again, and now she has the grandma glasses holders.
Yep.
And she says something to the effect of, I get so caught up doing all this, like, you know, I need to take some time for me and be like, you know, just to chill out every once in a while. And she's like, so would you like to go to dinner? I'd like to take you to dinner. Or she just invites him to dinner.
Yeah, she's like, meet me in the gala?
The galley.
The galley. Meet me in the galley at 8 for at dinner. Eight.
So he's like, all right. And he just like a... Like slicks his hand across his head. He's like,
yeah, like around the brim of his hat. And he's like, got it.
Got her.
Yeah.
And so then we cut to then we cut to him sliding out of a corridor in a tux and a tuxedo hat.
Yep. It's like a fancy fabric.
It's a black velvet, like velvet hat. Velvet cowboy hat.
Does it
hat.
Have like tails? Like, is there something tied around it hanging down
the
back?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a regular cowboy hat, but it matches his tuxedo, so he just has one.
It matches his tuxedo, which does look about half a size too big.
Well, it was the year 2000. Let's just be lucky it was not made out of shimmering silver.
It would be shimmering green.
Right, it would be a shiny green tuxedo.
Kudos to them for not making this tuxedo green.
Yeah, it's a regular tuxedo. Yeah. It is enormous. Like, what?
That was the fashion.
It's like a kid wearing their dad's suit. It's just so big.
And he's got some roses?
He's got a dozen roses. And he opens the door to the galley, and there's Dr. Fairweather and the other rangers.
Yeah, it opens a little bit, and you see her, and she does look like she's got her hair up kind of a little more fancy than usual. She has some kind of, like, a dress
on. She's got, like, a blue – I think it's just a blue sweater and maybe a skirt. I didn't get a good look at it, but she's, like, dressed up kind
of
nice.
Yeah, so she turns around, and then the door opens the rest of the way. The other Power Rangers are there, and they just laugh at Joel.
And they are just cracking up. Carter, I think, was about to throw up. He was laughing so much.
Kelsey's sitting there in her rock climbing gear. They're like, all, nobody dressed up for this.
They're all wearing their regular outfits. Like, Kelsey's literally in her sports bra and yoga
she's
pants.
Got her headphones around her neck, like,
and then Carter's just like, "You idiot!" And then she's like, "Oh, Joel, did you think this was just gonna be the two of us?" And he's like, "No," and he starts to walk away. But Carter's like laughing, and he gets up and they all drag him back
and he's
in.
He's just like, "Get back in here, you idiot!
You stupid idiot!
Come eat this whole turkey with us by candlelight."
Turkey. It's such a romantic dinner for seven people. Oh, yeah, six people.
Six people.
So that's the end. That's the end of the episode. Josh.
Yeah.
You started. I get to pick the best. I'm going to say the best is... I have two bests, but they're kind of the same. It is Dr. Fairweather looking like a Tomb Raider Uncharted protagonist.
Yeah.
Slash her being all business as soon as she gets out of that cave. That whole kind of area. I just love that she's like, I have a volcano outfit. I'm going to wear it. And it's just like a vest and shorts, but it's just like, here's my volcano studying outfit. And as soon as she gets out, she just like hops in the van. Is like, I'm going. Or the rover is like, I have to go do this. Like, yes, I have a concussion. It's fine. Don't worry about it. That whole scene.
I think my best is the Super Train Megazord. And just how, like, big. We have this giant Megazord. Like, if we need it, we can use it to kill monsters. But also, there's a huge risk in that it's going to backfire.
Yeah, I love that.
And so we are going to try not to use it unless we exhaust every other option. I really like that a lot.
Which is good because now they have it. They've introduced it. Like, you have a thing. There's new toys they can sell. It's only been 10 episodes, and they have a new Megazord, which I feel like is very early for that. Yeah, they have,
a giant Megazord in episode 10.
And it's super big, but they do have that cap on it where, like, it will blow up if you use it too many times. So
you're lucky to get two shots out of it before you need to plug it back in.
And, like, that also endangers everyone back at base, so, like, you can't just use it all willy-nilly. That's very good. The worst I'm going to say is Joel being mad at her job for doing work.
Yeah, 100% the worst,
like,
is Joel.
There's just, like, I just don't understand how they can try to play that as sympathetic.
I don't know, but they did.
It's bad. It's real bad. And the MVP is Dr. Fairweather.
Yeah, yeah.
I think pretty obviously, because she did a lot of stuff. Now, we got to rank it. So the last episode is halfway down the list.
Yes.
Dead center. I like this more than last episode.
I do like this more than the last one. It starts off a little weird with Joel, I think, but the Power Rangers stuff really makes up for that.
Yeah, and I think that, to be fair, the Joel stuff does come back around because he does get wicked punked at the end.
He does.
And that kind of only works if he sets himself up to be a dunce in the beginning.
Yeah.
So right above that is Lightspeed Teamwork, which is the last Magma IV episode. I think this is better than that, too.
What happened in that one?
That was where they did the ladder arms into the building, and they held the building up, and there's a lot of cool Zord stuff.
I don't...
Is five Zords doing cool things better than one big Megazord doing cool things?
I kind of want to say, yeah, it is.
I kind of agree. I think I liked...
What's above that?
Above that is the first episode, Operation Lightspeed.
Okay. I don't even remember what happened in that one either.
You know, they all got introduced. They killed a fire monster. Dana had a really good fight. A lot of good intro Power Rangers stuff.
I do remember we really liked it. As the first episode, it was pretty much a perfect introduction.
It was a really good... For a single part first episode, it was very good.
All right. It's definitely not going to go above that, I don't think.
Okay. So is it better than Lightspeed Teamwork or not? Is it okay, so is Joel... Because this is another... The Magma IV episodes have both been pretty Joel-heavy. Because that one was about Joel needs to learn teamwork. This one is Joel needs to learn boundaries. So which is better? I think actually I might side with you and put it below Lightspeed Teamwork.
I think so. The visual of all of the Zords saving the city from the giant monster breathing fire in the background...
is really good.
...is way cooler than the Megazord is twice as tall as these monsters.
Yeah, and I do love that this one has a big asterisk next to its usefulness. But I think you're right. I think... Because we never get five Zords doing stuff. So,
no.
Going in at the new number five is Rising from Ashes. All right, so that is it. That is the end of the episode. Next time, there's a new Power Ranger in the little thing on Netflix.
Yeah, the thumbnail is...
Silver. Titanium Ranger.
I didn't know if we were going to play the kayfabe that we don't know what it is
In three episodes, it's Ryan's destiny.
And we have not met a Ryan
yet. We don't
know
a Ryan, but I'm assuming.
But also in this thumbnail behind this new Ranger is Vipra. Almost as if... she's on its team.
Yeah.
So,
we'll have to see what happens. Yeah, that's Monday. That's the episode from Lightspeed in the Shadows. But until then,
may the power protect you.
No, okay.
Try it again. We can't do these afternoon recordings anymore.